Nope, I had to take a shot first.
Yeah, shot.
Everybody.
Shot.
We were taking shots because now it's Papa Tony's birthday.
Yes. Woo! Thank you, guys.
Yes.
And all the best people are born in October.
In October.
Thanks, asshole.
Well.
Love you.
Now I want all my gifts back. Give me my dinner back, too.
Okay, hold on. Whoa, Papa Tony.
Don't
show that on here.
Hang on. Where the fuck's... Oh, you want me to give him my banana back? I'll slap you with my banana.
I know you would. Careful, I'll pop you.
This banana's dangerous. It's big. I never had such a
it's
banana.
It's big?
I like that he's just holding it. Happy Halloween, everybody.
If we don't get famous with this, I don't know what else is going to get us out there.
Look how big I look. I look I'm like, ooh.
Jesus.
I'm like corn on steroids.
And I don't know what to think of me. I'm sorry. Oh, well. Thank you, dear. That was very thoughtful of turning me into a banana.
Well, you kept talking about a sheet, and I was like, no.
Well, I mean, hey, I would have took a simple sheet, but that's okay. You know, hey.
You really need to send this to Moshka.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, now she could really squeeze my balls out.
Hey, you should wear it on Saturday.
Well, I know.
I could just, you're all, oh.
Well, you know, next time she comes up.
You'll wear it.
Keep it here. We'll surprise her.
I love that you guys are like, just keep it here.
No. Keep it here because if I take it home, you know, it's going to happen. So,
yeah. What's going to happen?
Well, he's going to try to sleep in it and then
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, oh. People might want to.
You're going to see a banana running down the road.
Yeah.
He's all naked underneath.
I don't want to be.
Banana.
I don't want to be in the post office. Have you seen this banana? No, I know.
So missing.
I've been missing banana. Somebody's been violated by a banana. No, I don't want to. No. So no, we'll just keep it here for our guests when they come.
You got.
When they come by.
Oh my God! Can you imagine? It's all fucking February or like.
I don't care. Right? We eat bananas all year long. I don't
care.
That
is true.
Yeah. My sister just said that you should go dressed like that to the pumpkin patch and give a tour through the corn maze.
Oh, yes. You could be the
I'm just
tour
randomly,
guy.
Follow me, guys. Follow me.
You'd be
you know
perfect.
What? It's actually pretty warm, so I'm down.
It's, what is this? Like
I'll have to get you a corn one, too. Will you dress up like corn with me?
I will.
Okay.
Who's the pollinator and who's the pollinatee? Just kidding.
Well,
we pollinate ourselves.
Hello.
Hello.
You ever cross a banana with a corn?
What would that be called? A banor?
Cornana.
A banor.
Oh, corn nana. I thought you said poor nana. I was like, whoa, this took a turn.
Pornana. I like Pornana better, but Cornana is good. I like Cornana.
She watches Pornana.
Oh, that's right, because you like to see the corn, what do they call that? When they fuck each other, you know.
Pollinating?
Yeah, that too.
My sister's really funny. She just said, you can walk through the corn maze and tell people, I'm self-pollinating.
Oh my God,
we usually call that masturbating, but that's okay.
Well, I swear it's yours.
Yes.
I've never been touched so much in my life.
I was going to say, you'll be so moist by the time you get out of that.
Could I just stand there like...
Oh, God. Oh, this was too much.
Can I just stand there like this in the cornfield? Anybody want to pollinate me?
Everybody be lining up. Hello. Be careful what you wish for. Be careful. That is funny.
Thank you for dressing up. I appreciate it.
Now,
I don't think he had a choice.
No, he really didn't.
I was going to scratch my ear, but I can't feel anything.
You literally put it on him.
I know, but I can't feel anything now. Oh, no wonder the bananas get bruised easy. This is weird.
Why do they get bruised? Oh, because they're trying to like scratch themselves against things.
Now my ear's itching and I can't
get to
it.
You look like you were just dry humping over there.
I'm using my headgear to scratch my ear.
I think her costumes are turning her on. It's her two favorite things.
Hey,
why?
All we need is a cucumber.
She's never seen a banana this good looking, huh?
No. I never have.
No, that's true. You know, you didn't know bananas had hair on their chins, did you?
I didn't.
Yeah, and it's not just corn.
It makes it even sexier.
I know. All women like a
little tickle.
A man, a little odd beard. Banana with hair, facial hair. Yeah.
I love a hairy banana.
Yeah. Well, I
yeah. When I go to the grocery store, I choose the hairy ones.
Yeah, yeah. Some of us are blessed with it. Some aren't. So.
What's your secret?
Meredith Galinga.
Oh, translation, gosh. Chicken shit.
That's the best hair fertilizer you can get, yes.
Yes. Oh, we should have got a sheet for you.
Yeah. Let me just use the tablecloth. Oh.
She can't see. She's just hitting all the buttons. Did I get it?
All right, dear.
Oh, my gosh.
Show on the road.
My sister just added to it. It's really funny. She goes, OMG, and she can have her hair sticking out and say, this is my silk.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to start the show, and they're talking about their silky hair.
It's my silk.
Okay. There
Let
you
me
go.
Pollinate myself with my silk.
I could. It is long enough. Tickle, tickle.
Welcome, everybody, to a special edition of Rockin' on the Porch. As you can see, we are a little corny and very and a little banana on this show. This is our Halloween special.
Halloween show, yeah.
Yes.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Yeah, from Giggles and Mishy, and this is Papa Tony, the guy in the banana suit. And Mishy's in the corn.
I'm corny.
And Giggles is over there. Thanking God that she doesn't have to wear anything like this.
She was supposed to. Remember? She was supposed to.
She wanted to go as Lady Godiva, but she chickened out at the last second.
Not sure who that is.
You don't know who Lady Godiva is?
Google does.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with this generation, people?
I've heard the name.
Oh, you'll be happy when you find out.
Is she a good diver?
No. You don't know what she
was?
Oh, I was going to say. There you go again. Don't.
You got real.
Whoa.
What do you think?
All you need is a horse.
Wow. I mean.
Yeah, that's a true story, though.
Do you want to fill the people in that maybe don't know?
Sure. I'm still trying to figure it out exactly.
It was to protest.
The first thing that popped up is a lady on a horse with her boobs out. Very long hair.
Yeah.
That's my cousin.
Yeah.
From she died September 10th, 1067.
Wow.
Hasn't you tracked your history back far that far back?
Yeah,
no, she's very famous.
We did a hair test.
Yeah.
So while most historians consider her nude horseback ride a myth, some sources call her or say that she was indeed a real person from the 11th century.
The 11th century?
Yeah.
Wow.
1067. So she's known for her generosity to the church and along with the Leofric.
That is you. That is you.
She helped found a Benedictine monastery in Coventry. Why is she naked?
That was to protest something, whatever.
So next time you want to protest Giggles, just go naked on the horse.
And she wasn't able to get her Amazon costume in time, so she had to go naked.
Yeah.
It didn't show up in time. Like ours.
I feel like I can't see. I feel like it's like this costume slowly just like sucking me.
Doesn't matter.
Me
your cob can't turn fast enough.
No.
That's too bad. Look at mine.
You want a cob of Phil?
Yeah. I can't. My hands are stuck in my banana.
That's a good costume.
I'm keeping my hands warm in my banana.
What? Okay. It's
I like that you're cold and I'm like sweating over here. I'm like, it's so fucking hot.
It is warm in this.
It is, right?
My ears are getting hot.
The morals of Lady Godiva's story are simple. Sacrifice your dignity to help others and never be a peeping Tom. Papa Tony.
Failed.
Well, I like the sacrifice thing, but you can't help not look at it. You know, Oh, poor thing. She did it for a good cause. It was to raise money for the church.
I need to look into this more.
Oops, sorry.
You know, when you move the table, this mic hits me in the face. You know that?
Sorry. Swear. I did that.
You're dying to bruise this banana over here, aren't you? Gosh. Oh, my goodness.
I wanted to give it a little bit more color.
Oh, well. I mean, at least you didn't give me a green one. Thank God. I would have been disappointed if you gave me a green banana.
Yeah, I couldn't do that to you.
No, I had a girl.
You coffee?
We'll just go really quiet.
I'm having bananas having his coffee break. It's our rules.
Did we start already?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we did.
Okay. I couldn't remember.
Oh, my God. You put a corny thing on you, you forget what time it is.
It's so fucking hot. I'm just like, we need to wrap this up.
Your glasses are sweating.
They're all foggy.
We just started. It's been 11 minutes.
Okay, go ahead.
Keep it together.
I'm sorry. Would you rather participate in a seance in a haunted theater?
Oh, hell no.
Or join a ghost hunt in an abandoned prison?
Ghost hunt.
Yeah, I was going to say the seance.
Seance, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that because you could bring in real bad things. I'd rather go on a ghost hunt.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You can still bring ghosts with you, but I think you're less.
Yeah, but they're prisoners. I mean, prisoner, whatever, but I don't like the other ones. That scares me. That
seance is a big no.
Yeah, no. That's like with the Ouija board shit. No, thank you.
That's just asking for trouble.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly, no.
Opening portals that should not be opened.
I know.
Yes, and if you don't close them, you're fucked.
Especially if you're in a porta potty. If you don't close the door, boy, I tell you, what a show.
What a show.
Have you experienced that before?
Well, sometimes those doors don't close. Ain't my fault.
Or you could do like your future son-in-law. Poor guy goes to walk out in Portugal and the door just came off with him and he's just holding it. He's like, what? We're like, damn.
They have real good porta potties back there. Yeah.
So strong.
Yeah. Dude, I was like, I've never seen that before. I even took a picture of him holding
the door. What do I do with this? You mount it.
Take it home.
Take it out and mount it on the wall with the rest of your deer heads.
I would. What is that? That's a great story.
Yeah, I shot it.
I shot it.
Or I shit it.
Get a handle on it.
Well, he got it. Well, he did get a handle. He forgot to let go. That's the problem. Those things are so nasty. Wait,
what would you do?
I think I would do the ghost hunt.
Yeah.
Safer than sorry.
Wait, back to porta potties. So sorry. You've been in the fancy ones?
Those are nice.
Those are really nice.
You know,
what fancy ones?
Not for weddings. No, it's a trailer. But it's well lit. It smells great.
The toilet brushes. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. They say if you invest in those things, you make a good living. But, you know, they're costly. But for weddings and parties, oh, man.
That's smart.
I mean, I don't know what they would charge, but I'm sure they charge a good price for it.
Sure they do.
But it's worth it. If you have a fancy wedding or something, you don't want to jump in a porta potty with your nice dress or clothes and come out all, no, thank you.
Can we all, like, pitch in and go into business together, and then we can call ourselves We're the Shit?
Well,
hey.
We are the shits.
Yeah. I love that.
And then it can have all three of our faces off.
Wait, mine still has a paper bag over it.
Yes.
Well,
that's my name. Nobody could steal it.
What?
The only downfall to them is that whenever you are drunk and you have to climb up the stairs.
Yeah, those stairs are wobbly.
Well, that's their problem.
That's all stairs, though.
Yeah, that's all.
When you're drunk.
Yeah, true that.
Well. No, they can survive.
Okay. All right, let's jump into.
Sorry, temperature outside right now is 69.
Shut up.
What?
I'm not lying.
Temperature is what? What?
The temperature outside right now is 69. It went down to 68.
Well, I like to go down on 69.
Sorry, I cut you off.
Don't you go down on 68 and come up on 69?
Well. As long as you come up on something, that's okay.
As long as you're coming.
I'm coming. As long as I'm coming, I'm okay with that.
I'm coming.
Say that a lot. That's a mouthful.
Right? Literally.
Go ahead.
In this week's ghost story, we're going to visit the Johnson family.
Of course, the Johnson family. Ooh.
Isn't that funny? You're
it's
a banana.
It's the Johnson and
the Johnsons.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe
look who looks stupider, the Johnsons or me, but go ahead.
Thank you. Or me.
Well, you're okay. At least you got...
I can't see. I only see you out of one eye when I look at you.
Well, that's your
fault. You can see me.
I can see you. But it's like... All right. So the Johnson family finally bought their dream home. A charming old house in a quiet neighborhood. This house had everything they've ever wanted. Creaky floorboards, vintage decor. But what they weren't expecting was a large, unsettling mirror hanging in their bathroom.
Mirrors are never good.
Mm. I was just going to ask you guys, like, would you go to, like, a thrift shop and buy, like, an old mirror?
Hell no.
Nope.
I feel like shit's attached to it. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I hate mirrors at the end of hallways, too.
Yes.
Ugh.
Especially at night.
In the Azores. Ugh. And I had to go pee, and I'm walking back down the hallway, and there was the mirror.
I just feel like Azores in general is just haunted. Like, it just has that vibe.
I've never experienced anything there, but yeah.
I did when I was
there. Yeah, they believe in that stuff, so.
Yeah. And you know, there are those fatsidas that
believe in that stuff. That's true.
Don't look out the window.
Nope.
As all new things are, everything was magical. Okay, maybe it was just the excitement of it all, but even the creepy vintage mirror seemed to be the perfect fit to the Johnsons' new home. As the family settled into their new home, they began to notice that something wasn't quite right. Late at night, they would hear soft whispering coming from the bathroom. At first, when they would investigate, they wouldn't find anything out of place. But that old mirror would catch their eye just as they would walk out of the bathroom, causing a delicate chill to run down their spines. The Johnsons didn't think much of it and chalked it up to the family home just settling. That is, until one night, as one of the family members walked past the bathroom, they heard whispering again. They immediately burst into the bathroom, but as they couldn't find anything out of the ordinary, that is, until they felt compelled to look into the vintage mirror, and to their surprise, they found the cause of the strange noises, a terrifying reflection of a shadowy figure lurking right behind them.
Looking at him.
Ooh, that would freak me out.
This isn't one of those trick ghost stories, is it?
You're just going to have to just shut up, Giggles, and listen.
I will be very upset if it's another
book. Pretend you're scared and go along with it, okay?
I am. I'm like, ooh, but it's going to be a balloon.
The balloon was fucked up.
Yeah.
What about the little girl playing the prank on her
parents? Yeah, that one scares me more because that kid's going to be like that the rest of her life. Nothing. But go ahead. Back to the mirror, dear.
As they panicked, they shut their eyes in fear. And then reopened them. And just as quickly as the figure appeared, the figure was gone. The Johnson family decided this terrifying experience was none other than their imaginations playing tricks on them.
Sure, that's what they always say.
It is a new house, after all. And they still had to get used to all its quirks. If only it was that easy.
So this was a brand new house then?
Yeah, they had Well, it's an older home, but they had just moved.
Oh, they okay.
Yeah,
you know I thought it was a new. Okay, go ahead.
Like the first night, you're like, "What's that? What's that?"
Yeah, it wasn't the bed, that's for sure.
No. Soon after, the shadowy figure would make their presence known once again. Everyone in the family started seeing a ghostly face staring back at them from the mirror. That's always been one of my biggest fears, is like washing my face.
And you look up, yeah.
Yeah, and then something's like, even if it's just like somebody I know that like that's living behind me and I'm not expecting that.
That's why I never like to have a mirror with a shower standing behind me. Yeah. Or, you know, because I always seen too many things where they jump out of the shower. No, thank you.
Yeah.
When they have it like closed.
Yes. When they have it closed, yeah.
The movie too, the girl in the well, what's it called again? You know, like that creepy, like...
Was it The Ring?
I know who you're talking about, the movie. I can't think of it.
Is it The Ring?
I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's like one of the follow-ups, like I don't know if it's the second one or if they have more than that, I don't know. Yeah. And then there's a person in the shower and they're washing their hair, and then she feels the face.
Yes. So I have two quick little stories about that. So my cousin was married, and his wife was in the shower and she was washing her hair, mm-hmm. and she didn't know that he had came home. And when she had her back turned and was like this, scrubbing her head, he climbed onto the tub, was connected to the shower, so he climbed up on the tub
and scratched.
And then he put his hand on her head and like was like scratching her head, like helping her shampoo, and she freaked out.
I would too.
See, that's funny. That's funny though, but scary but funny.
That was freaking out. But
funny. I know.
And another one was we were at a friend's house. We were at a party, and I had to go tinkle, and I have a really good friend, and she loves horror movies as much as I do. She loves scaring people as much as I do. So I went to the bathroom, and I don't know what it was. I didn't, like, thank God I didn't pull my pants down and start tinkling right away. I felt like something was in the shower. So when I went to grab the curtain, she pulled it back and started screaming. Dude, I almost fucking peed my pants.
You would have shit your pants. You wouldn't have peed your
pants.
Yeah,
she was hiding in there and scaring all of our friends as they would go pee.
Oh, my gosh. God.
I have the best friends.
Yeah. That's why you moved so far away from them.
I miss them so much.
No.
We need to up our game so she stays.
Yeah.
She'll be fine.
Okay.
Because I got this banana so she can't leave.
No, he's holding it hostage.
I'm holding it hostage.
He's going to send me pictures later of him putting peanut butter on himself. Dropping the granola.
Whoa.
And then when I'm really horny, split. I'll start peeling it off.
And the banana split.
Oh, that's going to hurt.
Damn. That's going to hurt. He already pulled a muscle.
Oh, my gosh. This is going to tie into my animal thing. But
can we do anything on our own without tying into each other? Go ahead. Back to the horror house.
Okay.
I mean, horror, whatever.
The horror house. So everybody in the family started seeing a ghostly face staring back at them from the mirror. It was always when they would least expect it. Paralyzed by fear, that pale, distorted face with hollow eyes that seemed to follow you around the room would just as quickly appear as it would disappear. Terrified by these nightly encounters, the Johnsons desperately reached out for help. They contacted a local paranormal team. The paranormal investigators conducted numerous rituals and cleansings of the mirror, but were not able to cast out the malevolent spirit.
Why don't they just get rid of the mirror?
That, I know, right?
You would think.
So the family didn't know what to do next. So they began covering the mirror, but that didn't help. They were still too afraid. They could feel that face staring at them from beneath the cloth.
How are you going to shave if you got your mirror covered? I know, right? I know, you can't wash your face or not. I mean,
could you imagine you go visit and you're things, like,
What's your mirror covered?
That's a weird place.
To
hang your laundry.
You don't have more mirrors?
I don't know.
I don't know. Out of all the places, the bathroom, too. Ugh.
Yeah. That's the one where you really need a mirror.
No.
The family even removed the mirror from the bathroom.
Okay.
Which turned out to be a bad idea.
Okay, sorry. Disregard my last message.
Nice try, though.
I'm sorry, I was just trying to help.
It seems to have upset the spirit
Don't
so
ever
much.
Take advice from a banana, whatever you do. They're not very smart.
Oh, my gosh.
The objects would go missing and eerie sounds would echo throughout the house at night. The Johnsons didn't know what else to do. They needed help and wanted to reclaim their home. They did research and decided to conduct their own investigation. The Johnsons set up cameras in their bathroom to try and catch any paranormal activity while they slept. The Johnsons were determined to uncover the truth behind this haunting. After several nights of investigations, the Johnsons came up empty. After hours of reviewing.
Is your mic moving by itself?
Ooh, spooky. I was like, whoa. And I can't see. Like,
that was so funny.
Now I know how you feel.
Now I know.
Although mine didn't attack me like yours.
Yeah, you hit me in the face with mine. Bruised my banana.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Now I lost where I was. Okay, here we go. They didn't find anything out of the ordinary. Disappointed and on the verge of giving up, they decided to try one more time. And good thing they did. This time, when they watched the video from the night before, they noticed something that they hadn't noticed before. They noticed that every time the shadowy ghost's face would appear in the mirror, there was a flicker of light just outside their bathroom window. They thought, finally, a lead. We need to follow that light source. After some sleuthing, they discovered that their neighbor had recently purchased a large flat-screen TV and often liked to watch movies late at night. So the flickering from the TV was reflecting off various surfaces in just the right way and created the illusion that someone was in the bathroom mirror.
That's wonderful.
I thought they were looking at a face, so they could have been watching a show.
No, it was from their TV.
I know. Oh, God.
I did wonder that at one point. I didn't think it was a TV, but I was like, maybe some sort of lights reflecting and causing a shadow.
Yeah, see, you were on the right track, my friend.
I like ghost stories.
It turns out what they had perceived as a haunting was merely an optical illusion created by their neighbor's TV. Embarrassed and relieved all at the same time, the Johnsons thought they would share their findings with the neighbor. The neighbor and the Johnsons all found humor in this big old misunderstanding, and believe it or not, it turned out to be a blessing in disguise. The Johnsons have been inviting their neighbors over for movie nights, and thus the beginning of a new friendship. If we've learned anything from this ghost story, is to keep your bathroom blinds closed at all times.
Exactly.
Nobody wants to see that shit.
Yeah, literally. wait, I think I must have fallen asleep at the part where...
at least you're honest.
Wait, why did the... It's getting late. Why did the ghost get mad when they moved the mirror out of the bathroom?
So I think they just thought shit was going missing, but they were just, it was their minds playing tricks.
Oh, they thought things were going missing.
All the noises were just from the movie that the neighbor was watching. Got it. Just going into their house.
Okay.
So all the weird noises and stuff like that.
But don't they, I guess I've been watching too many things on my phone too. When you check into a hotel or whatever, they ask you to check the mirror. But you put your finger up to it, and if it's something, I don't know if that's true or not. They say it could be a two-way mirror.
Yeah.
So if you're, what is it, if your finger touches if there's a gap between the finger and the mirror,
then
it's okay.
It's
a two-way mirror or something like that.
I
wonder if that's true.
I don't think it's true.
I don't know.
Also, if it's true, I'm like, watch me. I don't care. You want to see something? You want to see something?
It's my birthday.
Steven, that's so creepy. That's so creepy. Because you would have to be very disturbed to be behind that.
Oh, you'd be surprised. Especially if your room's next to like the janitor's room or something like that. Or whatever, you know, supply room or who. Well, yeah, there's a lot of that. You got to be careful in hotel rooms. Anything, they could have a camera in anything.
Yeah.
So.
It does say hold your fingernail close to the mirror surface. If there's a noticeable gap between your fingernail
and the mirror
and its reflection, it's a regular mirror. But if your fingernail appears
to be touched
directly touch its reflection, it could be
a two-way mirror. That's interesting. I'm going to go home and test my mirrors out.
Yeah.
You know, not that nobody wants to watch an old banana like me, but still.
You'd be surprised. There are some fetishes out there.
I mean, there are people into bananas, you know. Giggles is
into
pickles, so.
She's into corn.
She's into corn. And you know, and be careful, Mishi.
Did you see that? She just checked me out.
She's into you.
I did.
Yeah.
She's going to have dreams about me.
She's going to have.
Can I borrow that suit?
Just kidding. Now that it has my scent in it.
She's going to put. She's going to put your suit on her pickle and use it.
When I go back to the Azores, can I borrow it?
Sure.
And you can keep it. You want to take the banana too?
Sure.
She's like, honey, want to role play?
You want to make a cornana?
A banana. Oh, my gosh.
The farmer's got to keep happy some way, somewhere. Yeah. You know? Oh. Better than doing with the animals, deal with your fruit and vegetables.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good.
Give it up for Papa Tony, the
Ready?
Man
the banana
who never
man.
Leaves you without putting a smile on your face.
Well, it probably does, but hang on.
Why are you clapping?
Yeah,
why
I'm giving it up for him.
You could just hit the button.
You want me to?
Hit the blue one.
Okay, guys. There you go. These are going to be short but sweet.
Just like you, huh?
Aww.
I like the sweet part. But
I saw your banana. He was showing it off earlier.
Yeah, why haven't I seen it yet?
He was showing you earlier.
Oui, I have.
Okay. It's the one with the black tip.
Oh.
Where were you putting it?
Ew.
Just trying to get through my piece here. Okay. All right.
Wait, I thought you said it's never just a tip.
Not with him.
Don't fall for that. I'm just going to put the tip. Never fall for that. Okay, here
why
we go,
only
guys.
Why is the tip black?
Help me, Lord. I ordered a book called How to Scam People Online. It's been 6 months now, and I still haven't received it.
That's a bay fate.
Okay. You guys know that all girls are bi. They're just, you just need to know, you just need to find out if she's bipolar, bilingual, bisexual, or just a bitch.
Oh my gosh.
Just a bitch. Well, check.
Oh,
check.
God.
And the last one, check.
I had a friend who was fired from the sperm bank for drinking on the job. That's so sad.
Oh. That would be giggles.
I know. Why are you scratching your lip?
It was my nose.
Oh, okay.
She had some.
This is one for you guys to think about. If a deaf person has to go to court, is this still considered a hearing?
You're laughing.
And last but not least, I'm on these little ones. I like this. If a blind person travels abroad, then are they allowed to go sightseeing?
Huh?
Say it again.
If a blind person travels abroad, are they allowed to go sightseeing?
Oh, my God.
Oh, well.
That would be weird.
I know.
That would be.
And they probably get charged full, thing, and they pour. That's so sad. Back to you, Miss Giggles.
Thanks. That was great.
Well, coming from a banana, I guess that's pretty damn good. You never thought you'd see a talking banana, have you?
No. Never.
Wait till I get in, an action banana, huh? That would make me what do you call those things? An action hero banana? What would I do?
Superhero?
Superhero, yeah. What would be my powers? Think about it.
Make people mushy?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I don't know.
Or you could use, what are those things called, like that you have to peel it off? Oh, your peel can come off and slap people.
Oh, yeah. I could. Yeah. Oh. Instead of shooting webs, I can appeal to them. Okay. That's
appeal.
Go ahead.
And you can also make them slip.
Oh,
that's true.
There you go.
I could throw myself on the floor and they would slip.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We should make a video.
And then they could land on my face.
Oh, I see what you're hoping for.
You ever have a banana eat you?
That would be a first.
She does.
But you know what? A first for me, because I'm sure out there.
True.
Go ahead.
Remember that thing where you're talking about weird things that people stick inside of them?
Yeah. That's what I was thinking too.
Papa Tony is going to put out an ad.
Hey.
Drop it. Just
drop
dropped
it
her
like
mic.
It's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Go ahead.
It was so dramatic. It was all slow.
See, you start talking about me. That's what happens. Go ahead.
I just don't know why my microphone went down.
Well, every once in a while, everything's got to go down eventually.
Oh, man. Okay, so you remember earlier how we were talking about splitting you?
Yes.
Splitting me?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yes. So.
For today's weird animal facts, we're diving into the world of weird animal penises.
Ooh.
Yeah, my favorite subject, I guess, huh?
Have you guys heard of sea slugs?
Sea slugs. What do these look like?
They look like slugs, but they're in the sea. Here, sea slugs. Oh, that's cool.
Oh my gosh, she's so excited about seeing a sea slug.
No, look how colorful they are.
Oh, wow.
Let me choose one. Let me zoom into one.
Well, we could do the same thing. They sell colored condoms.
Ooh, so
they're both ribbed for your pleasure.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it depends on the one you buy, but...
Well...
Oh, sea slugs.
Yeah, very. So they're very rainbowy.
Yeah, they're cute. Oh, but there's some like plain ones too. You know.
Well, okay. you gotta start somewhere.
Okay, so sea slugs. Now they have a picture. They have disposable regenerating penises.
Oh, I just think I'm sorry. Did you hear that?
You throw up in your mouth or what?
A little bit, yes. So, that was an odd reaction.
So, in other words, if you give a blowjob, you might accidentally swallow the whole thing.
Well, if it's legal, she is going to rip it off.
Oh, God, that's a hell of a blowjob. But, those sea slugs, they haven't made.
Okay, so on top of that, I will dive into more of like the disposable.
You like diving into sea slugs.
I do, too, apparently, because it's water.
Because it's wet. It's her favorite.
Yeah.
we'll talk more about the disposable regenerating penis, but you have to know first that sea slugs are known as simultaneous hermaphrodites.
So they have one of each thing.
Yes. Yeah.
They could be a female and a male.
Mm. That's why it's detachable.
Yes.
They possess both. Not quite. They possess both the male and the female genitals, and they use both during sex.
I was going to say they could do it to themselves.
Imagine how pleasurable that must be for them.
I know, right? Like extra, whoa.
Can you imagine taking a nap and you fucked yourself?
How the fuck did I get pregnant?
Jesus.
Is this yours? No? Yours? No?
Who's the daddy? Me!
Oh, shit.
Mommy, who's the daddy? Me!
It's very new world. Very new generation. Oh, God.
Jeez.
Who's my daddy? I am.
I wasn't blessed with that big of a thing. So, geez, I'm safe. Well, it turns to the left, but that's a different story.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Sorry. Sorry, instead of sex, I was supposed to say intercourse. I was going to sound like more scientific, but, you know, sex came out.
Sex is.
Have you met our show?
We're not that smart.
No. Okay. We're lucky
well,
we get this.
Leave me out of it. You guys are.
We educate a lot of people. So.
Yeah, that's right.
So once they're done having sex, they crawl away with their elongated penis still dangling.
Mm-hmm.
And then it suddenly just severs. From their bodies, just like, gone. And it floats away.
Are they like, bye, buddy?
Yeah.
But they grow back, don't right?
You're on the right track.
Yeah.
They regenerate. Okay, because...
How long does it take to regenerate?
24 hours.
Damn!
They're ready to do it again.
Does it come back bigger?
Well, it depends.
Is it always the same size? Like, how would it know?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Yeah, but who cares? I mean, just the idea that you can whack off and get a new one 24 hours later, shit.
A fresh penis.
Yeah.
Girl, she was a little iffy last night.
Yeah. Why does my penis smell? Get rid of this son of a bitch. Give me a new one. Shit, that's pretty cool. God. You never have to wash your penis. It falls
that's
off.
True.
Would you wait a whole 24 hours to do it again?
Well,
I'm sure he's waited longer.
How many days are in a while? I mean, don't get me started.
I mean, like, can you wait 24 hours?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm a woman, so.
She's all, grow back, damn it. Get that miracle grow.
So these
are. That's why we have the.
Is that
why we have toys? Just kidding.
Oh well.
You know my pickle. We haven't talked about it in a couple episodes.
You need to take a picture of your pickle so we can show people.
I don't think anybody wants to see that.
Well,
that's private.
No, it's
you
not.
Do wash it first.
I mean, every time I go to the store, they're always low on pickles. That's all I know.
Oh, Giggles is here.
Giggles will beat me again. Shit. Oh,
well. Yeah, you can always buy the baby pickles.
Those get lost.
What the hell do I want to buy a pickle
Then she
for?
Shoots them out. That's her party trick.
Like little torpedoes?
Yeah.
From or the slices.
From the front or the back?
By the slices.
By the slices. I don't buy all the pickles, okay?
I remember seeing a video one time where this girl had the ability, and I'm sure there's more. She used to shove ping pong balls in her thing and shoot them out. That was pretty neat. That was pretty cool. I would love to play table tennis with her.
Or beer pong.
Yeah, just have her lay on the one end, chink, chink, back and forth.
Oh, my gosh.
What would you do if you were playing beer pong and some chick just
she beat
starts
me.
Shooting them out? I'm not drinking that.
Okay, dude.
You smack it back.
Oh, man. Oh.
The more you know.
Hey, we're learning something every week. Thanks to you, Giggles.
You're welcome.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Any questions, comments? About?
No. I think
listeners, if you have any questions or comments about sea slugs, reach out to us and let us know.
Or let us know if you find a cool video.
Yeah, Giggles will be more than happy to answer all your animal questions.
Yes, she's our...
Or penis questions.
She's our...
that is her specialty.
...keeper on of our podcast. There you go again. Move. What?
Sorry. It was either you or the dog. I sacrificed you, my friend. Sorry.
Happy birthday to you.
Here,
happy birthday.
Here, I'm talking to you, and this thing's going this way. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm sure you're used to talking to people and things going other ways.
Yeah, that's true. Nobody listens to me anyways.
What?
Huh?
Can you repeat that?
What? I can't hear
again. Come again?
I got my... Well, if give me a little time. Yeah, I mean, you heard. That fast.
24 hours.
24 hours. And it starts now.
Hurry up. I got to go pee. I'm done.
Do you think that every time it grows back, they're like, 3, 2, 1.
And
it's
they
like
go
New
find,
Year's.
Then they go find the other sea slug.
Yeah, but I thought they did it to themselves, though.
No, they do it with other sea slugs.
Yeah, but they're Hermes. What do you call those? Hermes.
Hermaphrodites?
Yeah. Hermaphrodites. Yeah. But they're not, you're thinking of like asexual, right? Those are the ones that self-pollinate or like self-asexual.
You're asking the wrong people.
Well, that's okay.
Question.
I thought they did it to themselves, too.
Is it considered an orgy?
Not if you're by yourself.
No, if there are other. Technically, it's four people. No.
Where you get?
Or two? You know what I mean.
Well.
They have two parts each.
Oh yeah.
Why did it get so quiet?
Well,
and then Giggles is looking underneath the table. You can't see upper costumes, Kay.
Something tickled my leg, okay?
It was Shishiga when she walked by.
And then also I was trying to look up asexual.
Hey, that's okay.
Anyway. What were we talking about?
Was it considered an orgy when they have sex?
Oh, I mean,
not really,
but kind of, because they have two penises and two vaginas.
Yeah, so they can sword fight.
Mm.
Is that why they get detached? Is that the how you determine the winner?
Well, you would call that a cockfight. That's a cockfight.
Oh, that what was that?
That was
the worms. No,
they were a type of worm. They were
fighting.
They would fight each other with their penises. I know. I remember that.
I can't remember. We'd have
That's
to
okay.
look back or listen.
All I know is she sent me that video in the middle of the night, and I watched the whole fucking thing, and then I'm like, what
and
the
And you can't
fuck?
Get that out of your mind.
Did she just send me? But yeah. I watched that.
That's our Giggles. Thank God.
Or when she sent me the lady
me.
That shit in the and then cooked it for her husband.
That wasn't really me. That was a glitch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys. What is something that you can say while having sex and watching a horror film?
Get out! Don't look at them. Don't look at me.
Don't go in there.
Wrong way.
Keep going. You guys are doing very well. This banana's just sitting here taking all this in today. Go ahead.
Take it all in.
I'm taking notes. I'm taking it in notes. Go ahead.
I knew it was you.
Oh, man.
Let's see. What else?
I don't know. I don't watch horror movies that much, so I'm sorry.
A horror film, yes.
Well, horror films, but horrors, that's a different thing. So.
Come over here.
Oh, poor things.
We got to get away.
I know. And usually it's all the Halloween movies are on right now, too.
Mm-hmm. And they're always horny in the Halloween movies, too.
They are. And then they get killed.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay.
What's your favorite horror movie?
Man, I don't know.
I think
it's going back to my old age. When the Chainsaw Massacre came out, that really freaked a lot of people because it wasn't like as it is today's horror movies or whatever. But that was pretty, people. Anytime you hear that chainsaw, you know, people would get a little jumpy.
I'm still terrified
of
chainsaws.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
If I go to those haunted houses or haunted mazes, I am good the whole way through, laughing the whole way through. I hear a chainsaw, I'm like, no.
So,
you go first.
Yeah. And I think that was, if I'm not mistaken, that was based on a true story.
I think so.
Yeah, so that really did happen. Mm-hmm. So that's what makes it even scarier, because it was a real Chainsaw Massacre. Ugh. Oh, man. No, thank you.
I'm trying to think of what horror movies are out there.
I like the Halloweens.
With Michael?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How come they never die? Or Freddy Krueger, those movies. Yeah.
That one used to scare the shit
out
of me.
Yeah, Freddy Krueger was, yes. You would be afraid to dream because he would show up in your dreams with those long knives, you know, fingers and all that. Oh, man.
I still remember I had a nightmare. That I was at the dairy, and he was, like, my best friend. And I'm like, no, guys, he's cool. Don't worry about it. Like, he's not going to hurt you. He's with me. He's fine. And then I woke up, and I was like, what the hell? Why am I dreaming about Freddy Krueger? I fell back asleep, and then he was attacking me. and then when I went back to sleep, he was my friend again, but I didn't trust him because he had just tried to attack me.
No.
Yeah, I didn't sleep at all that night. But I do like House of 1,000 Corpses.
I've never watched that one.
Ooh. Yeah. I like when they have humor in them, too.
They're so, yeah, well, of course. Then you got the, what were those funny movies that they made?
The scary movies?
Yes.
I love those.
Those I can watch over and over because they're good. They're fun, scary movies. Those are good. You know.
Screams, too. I do like the Scream.
There's a lot of them out there.
Oh, my gosh. We got to do movie night. It's so good.
Watched it.
So good. Okay, that's another one. It's so good.
Which
one? For your game.
Oh yeah. I was still looking at movies.
No.
Ooh, Silent Hill is good.
Silent Hill did scare me.
Yeah.
That one did freak me
out. Or The Children of the Corn.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that one's good too.
That one's, yeah. I never trusted kids.
Why are you talking about my children?
Well, they're the one that's...
we are pale.
Came out of the corn thing, yeah. Keep your kids in line.
I'm so sad that they cut the corn down on both sides of us because I was going to go stand by the corn with the costume.
You can still find a cornfield up.
Yeah, we're
going to have to drive around. You know, God, can you imagine getting pulled over as you dress up the way you are?
You're a banana and I'm the corporal. Hi, officer.
What are you guys doing?
It's material.
It's our show. We have to do this.
Giggles said so. Yeah, she'll hurt us.
Our engineer forced us to put these on. And you go through a DUI check. And,
oh, my God.
Have you guys been drinking? What gives you that idea? Yeah.
When we were younger, our friends had a house party. They lived at the beach, and the cops came, right, for a noise complaint.
Mm-hmm.
But we were all in the backyard, so they couldn't come in the backyard. And everybody was getting along. Like, there wasn't any trouble or anything like that. It was just everybody having a good time. But our buddy was dressed like a breathalyzer. Cops actually grabbed him and pulled him, like, to the front. Oh. And then they arrested him.
For what?
We don't know why he got arrested. So we took a collection to go get him bailed out. But our buddy ended up going to get him. And he took his mugshot with the costume on. So we were like, pressed charges. So it was really weird.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Oops.
Let's go get arrested right now.
No.
No.
You think my mom's going to be able to get us out?
Yeah. You think no. I can't afford
it. Is your mom going to come get us out?
No.
Exactly. How would we explain that?
My dad has the motto, you get yourself in there, you get yourself out. Yeah. You're going to learn.
That's a good motto. You did it. Yeah. You do it. Yeah. You paid it. Whatever the crime, you pay. You do the time. That's it. So.
Okay. So things you can say having sex and watching a horror movie.
Don't go in there.
Yeah. Fuck, that's a lot of blood.
Oh my God. That's gross.
Yeah. That's...
We got a bleeder.
You ready? This one.
Uh-oh.
The black guy is always first.
Oh my God.
And why is that so true? Why do they have to be so racist? Poor guys, they don't have a chance. It's almost true, though. You see, God. This poor guys.
Like, wait, she's going to get split in half.
It's like Papa Tony.
I don't know if we said this. I didn't see that coming.
No, I don't think we did.
Hold on. Can I read my... Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to ruin the ending for you.
Yeah. That's like, not to cut you off.
Yeah.
When Sixth Sense came out,
oh,
I was so excited to go watch it. And as we're leaving, my brother's like, where are you going? I'm like, oh, we're going to watch Sixth Sense. And he goes, can you believe that Bruce Willis was dead the whole time? I was like,
oh my God.
Ruined the whole movie, dude.
Was he?
Yeah. That's
Which
why
movie
his wife.
Again?
Sixth Sense.
Oh, yeah, that one's good.
That was about
that
a kid.
That one was creepy. They used to see ghosts.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis was his, supposedly his therapist.
Oh.
Yeah.
I never did. So I
remember
I
the
saw
guy
the movie,
in the tent? Mm-hmm. When he's in the tent and the guy walks by and he, like, blew out.
Yes.
That one still, that like, creeps me out.
Ah, man.
That one's a good one.
We should watch it.
No. I'm good. I'll sit here in my bed.
What are you guys doing on Halloween?
What are we doing? We're sitting here looking stupid. What do you mean what we're doing?
Oh, yeah, no.
Sitting here looking stupid?
What do you think we're doing? You think we're doing this for laughs?
What am I, clown?
Oh, yeah, who wants to laugh at us?
We should have been clowns.
Sorry. And last one that I have here. Well, we already know this is going to end in disappointment.
Yeah, that's true. That is so true.
I love it.
I love it. Oh, my goodness.
That's good. Da-boom. I love those. Those are so fun.
Me too. I hope I never run out of them, but I will.
No, you'll always find something.
No, you can do it.
There's penises to go around the world.
Oh, yeah.
All around
and weird
the world.
Penises.
I know. God. Oh, well.
Still thinking of that penis that severs and you grow a new one in 24 hours?
Well, it's like a lizard tail, but... But those guys haven't made.
I thought of that exactly.
Yeah, lizard tail. That's weird how they can grow back. So, but that's the tail. Yeah.
Don't catch me if you can.
Yeah. I used to pull. Well, I didn't use. Over here, they used to grow pretty good size of lizards, and I accidentally grabbed one, and I did pull it. I didn't do it on purpose, but his tail did break off, and sure enough, he was around there, and it had a new tail. a few weeks later, he's fine. So
that's crazy.
Oh, well.
So fascinating.
And then when my daughter got her cats, then they all disappeared, unfortunately. So I didn't think cats were like lizards, but I think the lizards got the hell out of here. But oh, well.
Did your daughter still have the cat?
Yeah, she still has both of them.
She went out of town. So she's like, can you watch the kitten? And it was small.
Oh, it's tiny. That was right at the beginning.
Its ears weren't even open.
I don't think the eyes. No, the eyes
were still closed.
The eyes are still closed. Yeah.
Yeah. And then she walks in the door and she goes, hey. And I'm like, what's up? Are you okay? And she goes, well, she hasn't pooped in a couple days. And I was looking it up. And if she doesn't poop today, then she's probably going to die. But if she dies, that's okay. I'm not going to blame you. And I'm like, you. Fucking
no pressure.
Squeeze
really?
The shit out of her, yeah.
And then she's like, yeah. And I go, well, how does she know, like, how the poop? You know what I mean? And she goes, you need to tickle the butthole with a cloth. And I was like, excuse me, I got to do what to this cat? And then it's like, so I had
to. You have to stimulate
them. I felt so like I was violating this poor thing, dude. Yeah. But then she took a big old shit, so I took a picture and I sent it to her. I was like, don't worry, Titiya took care of it.
You're like, I got this.
Yeah. And then when she came back, her little ears had opened.
Aww.
Well, crazy. I took that one. It was already a little bit older, not much. It was already a baby kitten still, but we went to the casino, and I had to stop in the middle of everything because it was feeding time.
Yeah.
I'm back at my car feeding a bottle. I took the crate, the cage, or whatever, and here I am. If people walk by, it was like the things that my daughter got me into, I swear.
Because it was like every 2 hours.
You had to go feed it every so often, every and hour. she was out of town, too, again. And I said, why did – but she, that's her. She saves cats.
I raised three during COVID. So it was easier because I was home.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
It is.
You know. I don't think you want to do it again. You don't.
No, she had to feed it every 2 hours or so, give it a little bit of milk or whatever they gave. And But you know what? She survived, and she's a beautiful cat, and it's crazy how we didn't think she was going to survive because she found it in a bird nest in a tree on a rainy day. It was like, are you kidding me, that thing? And it was just born like a day. It wasn't even a day old, probably, or barely a day.
Mom took it up there.
Yeah, the other ones had passed, the other kittens, and they heard this little meowing sound, and sure enough, it was
Josie. Because the lady got her out of the car.
Yeah.
And made my little cousin go get it.
Oh.
And then she got it, and then goes to give it to the lady, and she's like, I don't want it. And left, and my little cousin got stuck with the cat.
She brings it home, and I said, here we go again, here we go again, because my daughter's a lifesaver thing.
So
cute. It was so small.
I got pictures of it on my phone. I could show you,
So cute.
Yeah. But at least she didn't have to shave it this time like she did one cat with my razor, or my clippers. I was so mad when she shaved that cat with my clippers, because the cat had fleas. She brought her from school. I said, really, really, you have to...
It was infested,
so it was bad.
Oh,
but that's
I've had an infested one before. You just wash it in Dawn a couple times.
Yeah,
but my daughter didn't know. Oh well.
Yeah.
Enough pussy talk.
Yes.
You want to wrap it up?
Sure. My favorite.
Oh, we know.
Well.
You're looking at a banana that's wrapped here, huh? Yeah. I know.
I tell you that I like I know. Unwrapped.
When you get up, I'm sure there's going to be a snail trail there.
Careful.
Careful.
Her parts might start falling off.
Oh, boy. Man, you keep forgetting to put the plastic on these chairs.
Well, our studio's gotten bigger.
I'll bring in the other chairs.
Yes. Okay.
The heavy-duty ones.
Yeah. Yeah, but go ahead.
If you all have any questions for any of us or want to share a story or joke, feel free to reach out on our Instagram at Rocking on the Porch, and we'll do our best to answer them in the next episode. Show some love by following, liking, and reviewing our podcast on the platform you listen on. If we were able to brighten your day even a little bit with our stupidity, then go ahead and share this podcast with your friends and family that have a sense of humor. Thank you for listening and laughing with us. Until next week, and don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
Happy Halloween, everybody. Stay safe out there.
Thank you for all our new listeners that are coming, tuning in. So we appreciate it. Thank you.
And happy birthday, Papa Tony.
Thank you, guys.
Happy birthday, Papa Tony.
Thank you. So,
what did you wish for?
A spanking.
Oh. Giggles, you going to return the favor?
How old are you?
Well, you might have to put your hands in a cast by the time you're done, but it's a chance you have to take.
Can one spanking count for five?
That's going to be a lot of bruises.
That's
so do you guys just take turns?
Yeah.
Spanking each other?
Yeah, but you got 68 spankings to do. That's a lot. God.
You
look pretty good for a banana that old, huh?
Yeah, you do.
See, I'm
yellow.
Still pretty stiff. Who says bananas can't get hard after a certain age?
Oh, my gosh.
Look, even his banana's leaning.
To the left?
Yeah.
To the left!
To the left, to the left. Isn't that a Beyonce song?
You're owning a box to the left.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
This banana's gone. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. my God.
Sorry for hitting you.
I'm all of a sudden.
Well, she is like.
I know.
She was not helping me. I was like, what are you doing?
There's a zipper up here. What's the zipper up here on the top of the banana thing? Was this to come around my neck?
Oh, that was probably so you could put it on easier.
Oh. Now you figured it out.
I didn't know.
There's three of them.
There's three? So you could have peeled. It was funnier watching you put it on there.
Yes, I could have peeled in front of everybody.
How far down does it go?
Pretty far. That one goes, yeah.
Pretty far.